Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's what they call me around here. Mr. Humble is so richly deserved, too. Very excited about it. Bringing our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of my favorite people on the planet. I knew him before he knew me. I knew his work, his paradigm work. I knew, golly, I don't know, 15 years before I knew him, and it literally turned my way of thinking about things around. And I encourage you to find out whatever you can about whatever Joel's written. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack. He's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Jim, you always say I write all these books, and I don't write all these books. Just I've written three and on a fourth now.
But well, that's a pretty big stack. They're thick books, folks. Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. One of the things Joel has done, folks, has been invaluable to us, is he gets our head out of our four walls. He makes, you know, one of the things we have a problem with, Joel, out here on Main Street, is we have a hard time transitioning our management orbit, which is a low orbit, into the higher CEO orbit. And when you're in the CEO orbit, one of the things you know at that altitude is you can see over the horizon a little farther.
Yep.
And you can see things come the top of the mast of the boat coming over the horizon before you see the boat coming. You can see a little farther, and by doing that, you can see things coming at you, so that by the time they get to you, you've already turned them into an opportunity, and not something that takes you down. And you've done a great job of bringing us those kinds of things, so we can turn them into opportunities. And one of the things you've got for us today, and by the way, folks, in 14 years, a whole bunch of things Joel has told us was coming at us is now ubiquitous. So there's something going on right now in steel I want you to tell us about.
Yeah. And let me say a little bit about your philosophical point. Everybody has the opportunity to look forward if they take the time, and it's a very simple way to do it. Read outside your field.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the library, if nothing else, and grab some magazines that you would never grab ordinarily and go through them. And if you, as a leader of your organization, did that once a month, 2 hours, you'd be amazed at how much stuff is out there already that, as Jim says, is showing you over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. And by the way, if you want to do it a short way, my website has a thing called a short view, short look. Well, I can't even remember the title now.
Anyway, short look at the long view, I think, is how you...
Yeah. Anyway, what it is I do collections once a month of new ideas, and what we're going to talk about now are ideas that will end up in that site.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we're talking about steel, and it's called Super Steel. And it's a combination of University of California, Berkeley, and University of Hong Kong doing the research. And what it is they've done something with steel that has been unable to do before. Steel has three qualities that are tested. One is called strength,
mm-hmm.
one is called toughness, and one is called ductility. Ductility is how far can you stretch the steel, you know, when they take it and put it in a stamping machine and stamp it. Ductility allows it to form the form of the stamping. Toughness is how strong is the steel until it basically breaks, fractures. And strength is about how much pressure you can put on steel before it deforms.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't break, doesn't fracture, it deforms. Super Steel, for the first time, improves all of those three.
Hmm.
So all of a sudden you have steel that is cheap to make, 20% of the cost of Mirage
wow.
steel, which is its equivalent of toughness.
What is the key to this thing? I mean, we know what steel is made of, iron, coal, and chromium, right? We know how they forge it into an alloy. But what have they done differently in that mixture? And is it also a process of heat and pressure like a diamond, right? What do they do?
Well, they don't tell you in the articles that I read. They just make a point that it's...
They'd have to kill us if they told us, huh?
Yeah, just about. And what it is it's managing the micro ingredients in the steel.
Huh.
But the point is, all of a sudden, we have an old paradigm, steel, being replaced by graphene. Somebody I know likes that a lot.
Yep.
Me. And here is the old paradigm coming back and saying, we're not done yet.
Do you think graphene is part of this new steel?
I think graphene made them work harder to come up with this new steel.
Oh, you think in response to graphene, in order to make their industry not become irrelevant?
Yes, because you use the same tools to
this
make
is
the
called
steel that you do to
competition.
Make steel.
It's what makes the world go round.
And I thought you would enjoy this because
I do
what it
love
says
that.
Is we see again and again people saying, not me. We've got better. We can do better than we were doing. And when we do better, it will give you the qualities that you want.
And what I know is, I go to a break. What I know is both of them will have their own applications and they'll both do well. Quick break. Stay with us.
You.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.